Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new exhibit at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art seeks to better serve audiences with disabilities. As WBUR's Solon Kelleher reports, for the first time, MassMoCA is offering audiovisual descriptions and tours in American Sign Language.
When Joseph Grigley lost his hearing as a child growing up in western Massachusetts, he didn't know what his life would become.
When I became deaf, I thought I would probably end up being a bricklayer.
That was his father's profession, but Grigley became an artist instead. His new exhibit at MassMoCA is titled In What Way Wham, and the centerpiece is two towering rooms lined with notes on paper.
They're pinned from floor to ceiling, thousands of them. And one room is all on white pieces of paper, and one room is all in color pieces of paper.
That's Denise Markonish, chief curator at MassMoCA.
For decades, Joseph has been collecting these handwritten notes that people pass to him who don't know sign language. And early on, he just used it as a tool for communication, and he would throw them away. And then he realized that, oh no, this is the material for something, and it's an archive, and so he started collecting them all.
It's academic stuff, though it's completely inane, ordinary, everyday stuff.
There's the stuff people just say in the process of having a normal conversation, as well as sketches and doodles.
See, it's a family of three bears, mama bear, daddy bear, baby bear.
The piece is titled White Noise, and it's 27 feet long and 14 feet high. Every wall within it is tightly filled from floor to ceiling with notes.
If you look around in the tomb, you find that basically laying bricks, but with paper, it's creating grids, making them meaningful. I can imagine my father coming in here and say, okay, now when you can build a real house or something.
This exhibit marks the first time MassMoCA has included audio descriptions as well as guided tours presented in American Sign Language as part of its accessibility programming.
Here was an artist who could help us figure out where to start, and somebody who has been fighting for this for decades and who you could trust to say, like, these are the right ways to do it.
The right ways to do it meant calling upon the right artists from across the country. For the audio descriptions, MassMoCA recruited Chicago-based artist Andy Slater. Here he is discussing Grigley's piece titled Between the Walls and Me.
One of the funniest things is that he had this huge, like, stone cast of his head made, right? And he smashed it against the wall of the gallery. And I suggested that he recorded himself doing that because that is a wonderful part of access. Being able to hear the sound of the stuff smashed against the wall, understanding the impact and the power he put behind it, hearing all the drywall fall on the ground and knowing where it landed on the floor in the gallery and that sort of stuff, I think could be a really cool creative way of describing the thing sonically.
American Sign Language tours of this exhibit will be led by deaf and hard of hearing guides. And for Grigley, the effort is about refocusing the narratives of accessibility programming around the experience of having disabilities.
It's ideally the perspective of disabled people. It's really a fundamental aspect of an angle of the work that typically gets overlooked or underheard.
In an exhibit about the challenges of being deaf, the frustrations, and even isolation, Grigley has also highlighted the moments of connection, the joys, the compassion, the laughter, and what's worth communicating. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Solon Kelleher.